This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently,
quote,
well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, I'm going to take you over really quick to sonsoflibertymedia.com. And I want to put this in contrast to what we're seeing through, again, the church in America today. Did you know that the American annual income for Christians in America, according to Baxter 2012, the Christians' annual income is $12.3 trillion. Did you know that? $213 billion is given to Christian causes to build their new buildings, have nice pews, so on and so forth. $11.4 billion is given to foreign missions, and 87% of which goes to work being done among the already professed Christians. 12% of $12.3 trillion goes to work among the evangelized non-Christians. You ready for this? 1% of the finances actually go to the unevangelized. I thought it was the job of the church to seek and save that which is lost, to go to the highways and to the byways. 1% of $12.3 trillion goes to the unevangelized. Okay? And here's the real kicker. Less than half of 1% of church funding actually goes to the young people. You know, it's interesting. I just watched some videos yesterday of a most vile woman who has no business teaching in anybody's church. Dropping four-letter expletives in a church at a youth convention, the ELCA, the Church of Satan, friends. And the stuff that they're taking their time to do is to re-educate, to revise the Word of God, to indoctrinate in a heretical manner, friends, that is so far out there, you have to ask yourself the question, how is it that we're still here as a people? Now, with that said, going over to the Sons of Liberty Media.com, we have the Nation of Islam, which received hundreds of thousands of taxpayer dollars to teach prisoners, to convert them to Islam, friends. You know, you would think with that $12.3 trillion that goes into the Christian church in America, and that $11.4 billion that's given to foreign missions, you think they would maybe use a little of that money to actually proselytize their own people. And instead of going over to a foreign country to preach a gospel that they're unwilling to preach here, You would think the American people would catch on to it and quit funding these programs, because, friends, these organizations, because they are organizations. They aren't the church in any sense of the word. And really what it comes to, friends, is who loves the most? I mean, we have the Nation of Islam receiving hundreds of thousands of dollars of taxpayer dollars, which is illegal within itself, to teach prisoners. How does that work? I mean, here you have Farrakhan, who does nothing but curse this country, and yet he's given a free pass to take money, reallocated finances from the government somehow, circumventing its purpose to the cause of Islam in the United States of America. And you want to talk about an unabashed people? You have the church in America that receives $12.3 trillion, and 1% of it goes to the unevangelized. Now, this is what we've always done. Maybe this is why the said government, the shadow government, friends, has harassed my ministry. For years, friends, doing high school assemblies, doing the unthinkable, sending me death threats, friends, from emails that you could not respond to, talking about how our bus rolls over and our family is dead. And that's the tip of the iceberg concerning what I've been dealing with. Hey, folks, if you want to see if what's going on in this country is really happening, just go ahead and ask me. I'll tell you. But when you look at what's going on concerning the Sons of Liberty Media and Nation of Islam in the United States of America willing to proselytize, to go into the prisons and to preach to these people, it shows you who's busy, and it also shows you who's not busy. And if they are busy, it's not busy doing the things that God has commanded them to do. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, friends. We have an unthinkable article from Matt Agarus. In Louisiana, we have a highly decorated officer arrested for filming himself raping over a dozen animals. Folks, this is called bestiality. This is called an abomination. And you know what the Bible tells you that you're supposed to do with people like this, right? But look what happens when the rule of the law is removed. And by the way, when they remove the enforcement of law, you know it's all by design. And they don't realize that the design, in the end of the design, takes them with it. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Friends, unthinkable stuff. More arrests, over a dozen jihadis arrested in beheadings of two young women tourists, as thousands of Islamic State Muslims gloat. We also have on the SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Facebook allows terrorists who beheaded Canadian tourists to keep account and actively post. Friends, we're in some serious times. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, illegal alien sentenced for hit and run that killed 14-year-old boy. There's no fear of consequence, friends. That's why they're encouraged to come into the United States of America. And then once they commit a crime, everybody stands back with their hands up in the air and they say, they have the audacity to say, what just happened? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, devils in the church, a critique of charismatic Christianity. How unscriptural it really is. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, communist ACLU goes to bat for drag queens against Louisiana library. Why? Because they want to teach little children. I've told you, friends, since day one, it's always been about the little kids. We're going to come back to this, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. It's the day after Christmas. I hope you had a good Christmas. We got the New Year's up and coming. America, we still have the freedom to do the right things. Let's do that. And as I like to say, friends, God is willing to give the church what it's willing to fight for, but you got to first stand up and fight, right? So the good fight of faith. That is the history of the church. And God is glorified every single time that you're willing to do so. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
The Sons and Daughters of Liberty. I know you've heard that name before, but who are they and what does that have to do with the Sons of Liberty? The Sons and Daughters of Liberty are a group of faithful men and women who have decided to do something about the problems that we see in America today. They are those who have made it a point to faithfully support our ministry on a monthly basis. They have said, I am tired of hearing about all the problems. It's time for me to be a part of the answers. They choose whatever level of giving is right for them and are consistently part of a team that is reaching this nation with the truth and the gospel of Jesus Christ. And you can be a part of it too. How do you join the team? Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button. There are different levels of membership for you to choose from, or you can create your own and plug in the amount that's right for you. Join today and have the satisfaction of knowing that you're doing your part to create a better future for tomorrow and our posterity. We thank God for each and every one of our faithful supporters and hope that you will join together with us to restore this nation back unto Christ, the only hope for America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, everyone. This is Pete Santilli. As a political prisoner of the Obama administration, I was the longest-held journalist in American history. I received so much support from Bradley Dean, Tim Brown, and the entire Sons of Liberty Radio family. I'm forever grateful to Bradley, Tim, and most importantly, the listeners of Sons of Liberty Radio. Thank you for your unwavering and steadfast support.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also jump over onto my Facebook page, Bradley Dean Double E, Bradley Dean Double E, personal and public. With that said, friends, you can also jump over to my Twitter account, Bradley Dean 1, Double E, Bradley Dean 1. Also jump over to Sons of Liberty Media, YouTube, Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty Media, YouTube, Bradley Dean. We're going to be uploading some more videos, hopefully by the end of this week, but there's several hundred videos available for you concerning the topics in which we face, and we give you the resolve, friends. We give you the lawful answers, biblically and constitutionally. Again, friends, if you're doing the right thing, keep doing it. And that's all you have to worry about is how you're going to beat down the enemy, right? In Psalm 18, David put his foot down upon the necks of his enemies, and the Lord gave it to him, and that they would rise no more again. We have the promises, yea and amen, in Christ Jesus on our behalf, friends. Not against us. They are on our behalf, and God is not a man that he should lie. Therefore, he fulfills his word, every single word concerning his promises in covenant to the children of Israel, and that all the more being us in Christ Jesus, friends. And again, that's what we should be preaching about from the pulpits in America today. Sons of Liberty Media, Bradley Dean, YouTube. Also, if you'd like to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Again, friends, I hope that you had a good Christmas. We know what that's all about. It's the season of what? Rejoicing in Christ Jesus, who was given on the behalf of men for redemption. Matthew 1:21. Getting back to the sonsoflibertymedia.com, I was just highlighting Communist ACLU goes to bat for drag queens against Louisiana Library. You got to keep in mind, friends, the ACLU, the American Civil Liberties Union, again, pay attention to the acronym. They are a communist organization. Roger Baldwin said the end of the ACLU is communism. Don't forget that, okay? So you have to ask the question, who's given them lawful standing? Because it's not the people that have done that. But again, we have them going to bat for men dressed like women that want to make children, little children, listen to them at a library while they read to them. And this comes as no surprise because the ACLU is also the group, the organization in America somehow that has backed the likes of two sodomites that murdered little Jeffrey Curley. They were at a library. They were looking at NAMBLA's website, North American Man Boy Love Association. Their logo, of course, friends, is sex before eight, before it's too late. And then they go out and find a little boy on the street corner. They tell him that they got him a brand new bike. They steal him. They sodomize his dead corpse, by the way. And there is the ACLU to defend them, calling it freedom of speech. To go to those websites. It's interesting, the FBI monitors North American Man Boy Love Association, but friends, these people have come out in droves across the United States of America stating that they have rights and they demand their rights. Well, let me tell you something. First of all, in every state in our union, it's a felony. That's just the act of sodomy. We're not talking about men dressing like women, friends. That's an abomination as well. Just look to Scripture. But it's interesting how they're demanding something that God has not given them, friends. And the only people that are going to stop this are you, the American people. But, friends, they are trying to advocate again that which God clearly condemns. And those that spit against heaven, rest assured, you will surely fall on your own back. And why is that? Because God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. We got some crazy stuff highlighting the Muslims again, you know, the religion of peace. On the Sons of Liberty Media.com, we have woman threatened with rape and murder after saying Islam should submit to French laws and criticisms. Listen, woman threatened with rape and murder after saying Islam should submit to French laws and criticism. See, folks, they're not there to assimilate. They're there to overthrow. And that's their end aim. Just ask them. Okay, this isn't a thing done in the dark. This is the thing that's now in the light, and they must lawfully be dealt with. And the laws of these prospective countries, friends, must be enforced against those that mean to subvert, to conquer their said governments. It's unlawful in every given country, friends, not just in America. Sons of Liberty Media.com, here we go again. The religion of peace, fraudster, Muslima. A woman Muslim got $227,000 by claiming to be a victim of two jihad attacks and green fell fire. Now, keep in mind, these people, like the sodomites, at least in America, friends, have been caught over and over and over again and have been exposed for creating their own hate crimes. Okay? Sons of Liberty Media.com. Again, you just can't make this up. Rob Dreher, America is going to turn Islam into moralistic therapeutic deism. Okay, can you make that up? No, you really can't just make up stuff like that, can you? Sons of Liberty Media.com, we have a man on bond for rape of 11-year-old girl arrested for rape of woman. Friends, let me say this again. By the fear of the Lord, men depart from iniquity. When you don't teach them the fear of the Lord to depart from lawlessness, guess what they do? They're encouraged to do it. So we have a man out on bond, a pedophile out on bond for the raping of an 11-year-old girl. Why he was released in the first place, friends, one has to ask the question, what is that said judge, that black-robed tyrant, doing there in the first place to put a man like this out on bond, right? Read Article 3, Section 1. They sit during good behavior, friends. But a man out on bond for rape of an 11-year-old girl, he's only encouraged, friends, to go out and rape again. Now he's arrested for the rape of a woman. I mean, you're a glutton for punishment, America. The stuff that the American people tolerate is just second to none to me, friends. It really is. I have an analogy here for you, and it is that of a ship captain. And it aligns itself perfectly with what I'm talking about right now, friends, because, again, what we're seeing in this country is just incredible. This guy is called the Merciful Captain. Well, Bradley, what do you mean a Merciful Captain? Well, a Merciful Captain is one that's too nice when he should show a little internal fortitude when it comes to crime, right? Well, friends, here it is. There was once a story of a merciful captain of a ship. While a passing ship shot at the captain's ship, the captain showed mercy on him and warned him not to shoot again. Don't do that again, man. The ship shot at him again, but the kind captain didn't retaliate because he was too merciful, right? This is, of course, a backwards version of what mercy really is. Well, this merciful captain, in his mercy, ended up bringing the destruction not only upon himself, but all those on his ship. For by allowing the enemy to attack him twice, the passing ship shot a third time and killed them all. So when you show mercy, as you call it, America, which is not mercy at all, it's a mercy on a society to enforce the law against the crime on the behalf of the said communities. Okay? Listen to me again. Mercy on the behalf of, friends, a community is to enforce the law against the criminal. Okay? That's showing mercy on your community. This is not mercy by allowing a rapist and a pedophile and a rapist to be free out on bond to go ahead and commit it again. Nope. America, this man did exactly what you taught him to do. This man did exactly what you taught him to do. Three strikes and you're out. Friends, that's not mercy. That's absolute ignorance. On sonsoflibertymedia.com, friends, again, we have Twitter. Yes, we have it here, friends. Twitter is now enforcing Pakistan Sharia law. Did you hear what I said? And they're using this globally, friends, to shut down free speech. Okay? They're just using the Muslims right now as the new political battering ram to upend sovereignties throughout the globe. That's all that's happening here. But on sonsoflibertymedia.com, Twitter is now enforcing Pakistani Sharia law. Wow, that's crazy. I thought they went to these particular countries seeking asylum to assimilate, but I guess now some people are just as slow to awake to what's really going on, but now we're really starting to find out in many cases, friends, after it's too late. Not a good place to put yourself, that's for sure. Sonsoflibertymedia.com, we have Hungary hits back at Financial Times. Soros, an enemy of democracy in their particular country. He is not the person of the year. They're putting billboards up. Friends, isn't it interesting that George Soros, he's known as an international criminal. He's been banished from certain countries for being an international criminal. But for some reason or another, America is all open arms to this guy who has created 206 organizations to now upend your sovereignty. And for some reason or another, you've been led to believe that he has the lawful standing to do so. No, he doesn't. No, he doesn't. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Hungary hits back at Financial Times. Soros, an enemy of democracy, not a person of the year. Also wanted to highlight, friends, a Bangladesh immigrant seeks vacant seat on San Bernardino County Board of Supervisors. You have those that are coming into America seeking position of incumbency, America. It's time for you to wake up and deal with the issues.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
President Trump's New Year's Day message.
We're going to win at everything we do. So, happy.
Happy New Year, and let's enjoy the next year, and then we're going to enjoy the following year, and then we have four more, and everything is going to be so beautiful.
On this first day of the new year, 20 states enacted minimum wage increases, to which Greg Acera, owner of Fire King Baking Company, tells Fox News his industry, they're already changing with the times.
There's a large bakery convention every three years, in Munich, and I was attending that conference in September, and one of the greatest advancements I saw there was in robotics, not only in the technology, but also in the affordability of it. And I think at some point in the future, there's going to be an intersection of those affordable robotics with the minimum wage. And I think that's going to cause some friction in the labor market.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, the day after Christmas, man. Man and ma'ams. It's interesting, most people are just bored dead. I know a lot of people are with their families during the Christmas day, but it's also interesting to note how many people want to get out and do something on Christmas Day. Now it's the 26th, it's the day after Christmas. How much more? I mean, to be honest with you, friends, I'm glad that that time is over with. And the reason I say that, friends, is because it's just, it's overkill to me. It's like, no, we got a job to do. Let's get busy. Well, Bradley, you need to take a break once in a while. Well, listen, it just doesn't work that way for me somehow. And Martin Luther, the great reformer, said that if I rest, I rust. How right on was he? Friends, I want to let you know something, too. It's not my objective to show you what's going wrong in this country. It's my objective to show you that if you're willing to be the law, the strength of the law, that we can have the resolve. We can establish righteousness and peace within the gate through judgment if we're willing to do that. And instead of receiving the message to succumb to tyranny, we're preaching the message, friends, to throw off tyranny. Okay, because the law is on your side here. And it's also my objective to show you in law where the law is on your side. And I'm going to get to that in just a couple moments. I want to highlight a couple more articles on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Amir arrested, mastermind of backpacker beheadings of these two girls. 18 jihadis now under arrest in brutal murders of female tourists in Morocco. I mean, it's you got to look at these pictures. You got to see what these people are capable, friends, of doing. It's the doctrine of devils, 1 Timothy 4:1. Read it. Excuse me. This is what they're doing. They're feeding on the doctrine of devils. And then when they act like the devil, people stand back and wonder, why is he doing that? We were told this is the religion of peace. No, peace is found at the end of God's moral law. Just ask Jesus. Okay? He said, in the world, you're going to have tribulation. Why? Because you're pointing out men's sins and giving a message, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Matthew 3:2. But he said, in me, you're going to have peace. So where's the peace found? It's found in Christ Jesus. But in the world, you're going to have tribulation. Well, we live that daily, believe me. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, an Islamic Christmas greeting. Listen to this, friends. This is an Islamic Christmas greeting. This is a Christmas message and greeting from the Islamic world. We are thirsty for your blood. Wow. And you have big tech companies trying to protect these people and trying to promulgate and advocate, friends, that they are somehow a religion of peace. Well, you go ahead and play the fool to your own demise, friends, but we're not doing that here. I can tell you that right now. On the SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, again, not making this up, Fatah, top dog. Christmas is permanent Palestinian symbol. This tree is the symbol of the first Palestinian Jesus. It's complete mockery. You know, some of these people that are so light and quick to mock Christ might want to do a little homework before they do so. You know, Napoleon knew better. He said the Bible is no mere book. It's a power that conquers all that oppose it. Amen. There's an anointing, and I love it. Thank you, Lord. The Bible is no mere book. It's a power that conquers all that oppose it. Look to history. Look to the present. And let me tell you this, too. Where sin abounds, grace does much more abound. Let me show you what that grace is doing today. It still empowers us to be the light of the world if we're willing to do that. Romans 5:20, read it when you get a moment. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. I can go on here, friends, with what's happening in the United States of America and worldwide. But I do want to get over to one of my promises, and I want to show you law again. Last week, I did an article. Actually, it was Monday, forgive me. And it was called, Who Gave Congress Delegated Authority to These Subversive Organizations to Operate in America? And then I said the people didn't, and it's true, because when you read the Declaration of Independence, it says governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. In other words, government works for we the people. Okay? Again, we receive our rights from God and we delegate power to the people that are called representatives to maintain who we are, to restrain men from sin, to maintain order, to enforce right and wrong according to God's standard and His Mosaic Institution. And it was Thomas Jefferson that said, every law consistent with the Constitution will have been made in pursuance of the powers granted by it. Every usurpation, overthrow, or law repugnant, null and void, so it cannot be made in pursuance of its powers. The latter will be nugatory and void, null and void, null and void, null and void. Okay? Well, on Monday, friends, I was highlighting these organizations. And I started with Right Wing Watch. And how that this is an organization that continually puts words into my mouth by attempting to get their readers to believe that I am somehow or another spewing out an unlawful conversation by what I say and by what I do. In other words, they attempt to advocate and defend the indefensible. You know, and then I went to one of their outlets, one of their media fact checker outlets. And I actually, because folks, they will not hesitate for one moment to kill their own. Okay. It's like Bugsy Siegel back in the mob. He said, man, you never have to worry about the mob killing you. He said, we only kill our own. That's exactly right. They're ensnared by the works of their own hands, the lawless are. But they said of this organization, Right Wing Watch, by the way, they refused to get on the radio with us, and I would too if I were them. But they said these media sources are moderately to strongly biased towards liberal causes through story selection and or political affiliation. They may utilize strong loaded words, wordings that attempt to influence an audience by using appeal to emotion or stereotypes, publish misleading reports, and omit reporting of information that may damage liberal causes. They said some sources in this category may be untrustworthy. Of course, this is their own people telling on them, friends. If you ever want to know what the enemy's worried about, just go to their websites. They'll tell you. What about Southern Poverty Law Center? You know, it's interesting because Morris Dees, who was raised as a Southern Baptist, well, you can see what's taking place with him. He learned everything, he said, I know about hustling from his early experiences in the church. It's not the church. It's hypocrisy. Spending Sundays on those hard benches listening to the preacher pitch salvation? Why? It was like getting a PhD in selling, he said. Huh. Well, the Bible does say, sell the buy the truth and sell it not. So that's up to you to do. It's my job to present it. It's your job to make the choice to either accept it or to reject it. Period. We also know Morris Dees from Southern Poverty Law Center. Used to defend criminals in the KKK against black folks. In 1975, Morris Dees from the Southern Poverty Law Center was arrested and removed from court for attempting suborn perjury by means of a bribe on behalf of the defendant in a North Carolina murder trial. And though the felony charge against Dees was subsequently dropped, the presiding judge refused to readmit him to the case. That refusal was upheld on appeal. Boy, oh boy. You might want to know the history of earmarks. Maybe we'll hit that one of these days, friends. Morris Dees and his director of intelligence, he called him, Mark Potok, declared at an event in Michigan in 2007, sometimes the press will describe us as monitoring hate groups. He said, I want to say plainly that our aim in life is to destroy these groups, to completely destroy them. Destroy the groups that are enforcing the laws of the land. Destroy the groups that bring light upon our crimes against the people of the land. Again, the article on Sons of Liberty Media.com is who gave Congress delegated authority to these subversive organizations to operate in America? Because the people didn't. And the reason they're here is because most people don't know the difference. What about American Civil Liberties Union? And without belaboring the obvious, here is none other than Roger Nash Baldwin. He said, I'm for socialism. This is the founder of the ACLU. Again, notice the acronym, American Civil Liberties Union. American, huh? The founder said, I'm for socialism, disarmament, and ultimately for abolishing the state itself. I seek the social ownership of property, the abolition of the proprietary class, and the sole control of those who produce wealth. Communism is the goal. America, who gave Congress delegated authority to these subversive organizations to operate in America outside of corrupt government? I ask. 1-866-582-9933. The murderous Planned Parenthood. Read Proverbs 6:17. Founder Margaret Sanger believed that large families were detrimental to society. What? She said the most serious evil of our times is that of encouraging the bringing into the world of large families. The most immoral practice of the day is breeding too many children. Well, if that's the case, then how about you first? How about you first, Margaret? And by the way, she was admired by none other than Adolf Hitler himself. Vice versa. They had admiration one for another. I wonder how that's working out for him now. Margaret Sanger, the founder of the murderous Planned Parenthood, said the most merciful thing that a large family does to one of its infant members is to kill it. Hey, folks, thou shalt not kill, right? You know who said that? The guy right above the heads of the Supreme Court injustices that have advocated for what God clearly condemns. And now we know all the well that Planned Parenthood is basically a copper to support those that otherwise Americans wouldn't support, which is illegal in this country. So why do they have legal standing? I ask you. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I can say this. I think the truth is probably the most inspiring thing. And I think we need to get a lot more people under his belt, definitely. I just heard about Bradley an hour before I came here, and I respect every word he said. I stand behind this guy 100%.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Sons of Liberty, media.com, Sons of Liberty, radio.com, Bradley Dean, talking about who gave Congress delegated authority to these subversive organizations to operate in America. Because, friends, listen carefully, the people didn't. So where did they derive that authority then, America, if it wasn't from us? I mean, did we delegate authority to representatives to establish organizations that mean to tear away at the very laws that keep us free? That's ridiculous. That's ignorance, Hosea 4:6. I mean, you have organizations like Right Wing Watch, Southern Poverty Law Center. Oh, you know what's interesting, friends? I just had a friend tell me not too long ago. He was in, there's a school not too far from where I'm at right now, and they were doing research on hate groups. Hate group is defined as someone that tells the truth and exposes them for who they are. That's what this is all about, friends. But they were going through it, and one of them said, you know what? One of these guys, he lives not too far from me. He's talking about the sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. And he said, I've been listening to that radio show for 3 months, and he said there's nothing to do with hate on that show. How is this lawful, friends? It's not. But if you don't know the difference, they're always going to do whatever you let them get away with. Right? Talked about American Civil Liberties Union, the murderous Planned Parenthood. What about Terror Tide Council on American Islamic Relations, CARE? Look again at the acronym, CARE. Really? The founder, Omar Ahmad, said, Islam isn't in America to be equal with any other faith, but to become dominant. The Quran, the Muslim book of scripture, should be the highest authority in America, and Islam the only accepted religion in the world. Are you kidding me, America? They call you the great Satan. And by the way, in many ways, you have to agree with what they're saying. You have to. Unless you're unwilling to call it for the way it is, God's not a respecter of persons, and neither should we be. Regardless of the situation. And by the way, this isn't just coming from the founder. We can find that the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree. Because we see it from many imams, as they call them in the United States of America. Who gave them lawful standing in America, friends? Especially terror-tied individuals and organizations. Now, what about international criminal George Soros and his 206 organizations that are aiming to upend American sovereignty? Again, banished from other countries because of his crimes. Again, somehow or another, he's been given a free hand here in America to attack at will. Read Leviticus 26, 14 through 17. George Soros said the main obstacle to a stable and just world order is the United States of America. If you'd like to go on to the article, friends, George Soros admits he confiscated property from the Jews. And it was a great report, actually. But out of his own mouth, he tells you of his crimes. Now, knowing all of this, one has to ask as to who's given these organizations standing in this country to operate, while all the while knowing their destructive ends to America as we know it. Common sense comes into play. I mean, friends, again, the Lord creates a world for us to live in, and these ungodly organizations and un-American organizations try to create a world without Him, and you're okay with that? That doesn't work too well, friends, in the end. Read John 1, verse 11. And again, let me ask you, how does that work? Well, it doesn't. Read Psalm 9:17. Now, that is, unless a nation being turned into hell is a good alternative, because that's exactly what you're seeing today. When you look to our forefathers, they'll help us understand the scope of authority and operation with those who are to represent we the people. Marbury versus Madison in 1803 said, all laws which are repugnant to the Constitution are null and void. Hey, friends, who gave Congress delegated authority to help establish these subversive organizations to operate in America? The people didn't. Alexander Hamilton, the laws of Congress are restricted to a certain sphere, and when they depart from this sphere, they are no longer supreme or binding. In the same manner, the states have certain independent power in which laws are supreme. Laws are supreme, John Locke said. One that helped establish what we have today. Where the law ends, tyranny begins. That's why you are seeing tyranny in action, because the law they are attempting to make null and void. They're trying to make the law null and void, friends. Using the law against the law is a communist tactic, by the way. William Davy, Pennsylvania, page 277. This Constitution, as to the powers therein granted, is constantly to be the supreme law of the land. It is not the supreme law in the exercise of a power not granted. Hey, friends, who granted Congress authority to these subversive organizations to operate in America? We didn't give it to them. Alexander Hamilton again. The Supremacy Clause, the Federalist Papers, 33. It will not, I presume, have escaped observation that expressly confines the supremacy to the laws made pursuant to what? The Constitution. And finally, again, Alexander Hamilton, the Federalist Papers, 78. There is no position which depends on clearer principles than that every act of a delegated authority from me and you, friends, contrary to the commission under which it is exercised, is void. No legislative act, therefore, contrary to the Constitution, can be valid. And yet, that's how we see these organizations do. And operate in such a fashion, contrary to the Constitution, contrary, friends, they're trying to overturn your laws. So therefore, they are in contrast to the Constitution and the enumerated laws. So I ask, who gave Congress delegated authority to allow these subversive defined out means to entire overthrow, an overthrow of the foundation, utter ruin, as the subversion of a government or state? So who gave Congress delegated authority to allow these subversive organizations to operate in America? Let me say it one more time. We didn't. Now, when you go back, now this is just an amendment to what's already there, friends, okay, to the Constitution. The McCarran Internal Security Act, capital M, lowercase c, capital C, A-R-R-A-N, Internal Security Act. The Internal Security Act of 1950, 64, Statute 987, Public Law 81-831, also known as the Subversive Activities Control Act of 1950 or the McCarran Act, after its principal sponsor, Senator Pat McCarran from Nevada, is a United States federal law. Congress enacted it over President Harry Truman's veto for some reason or another. That's interesting because we see that there was Operation Wetback through that of Harry Truman, where he deported illegals from America back across the southern border. Now we see just the exact opposite in motion today. But the act required communist organizations to register with the United States Attorney General and establish the Subversive Activities Control Board to investigate persons suspected of engaging in subversive activities or otherwise promoting the establishment of a totalitarian dictatorship. Folks, enforcement of law, their law, arbitrarily, who becomes law? They do. Okay? Either fascist or communist. Members of these groups could not become citizens and in some cases were prevented from entering or leaving the country. Immigrants found in violation of the act within 5 years of being naturalized could have their citizenship revoked. Furthermore, members of communist action organizations, including those of the Communist Party of the United States of America, were required. Folks, this is pathetic. A little leaving at the whole lump. Why do we have a Communist Party in the United States of America? Why do we have these subversive organizations in America? You know what their end aim is. And that is to overthrow. And it goes on, friends. It is called the McCarran Internal Security Act. McCarran Internal Security Act. Do you guys, if you know anything of history, remember McCarthy? Remember how the media continuously attacked Joe McCarthy and they said he was on a witch hunt? How they continuously demonized him and polarized him over and over and over again, only to find those that were polarizing him and demonizing him were the guilty party. Oh, how he is being justified today. Because the American people thought that the unthinkable in which was being committed against them was just unthinkable all the way. They didn't realize that there's people within that do the unthinkable 24/7 because you don't believe that they're capable of doing it. Friends, we have laws that stand against organizations such as these, the McCarran Internal Security Act, outside of that which is also constitutional, found within the enumerated laws, outside of the Rock of Ages, called the Bible, friends. And if it runs in contrast to that of the Bible, guess what? It's null and void. It's null and void. So why are they here? No enactment of man can be considered law unless it conforms to the law of God, Judge William Blackstone. English common law. Do a little homework. Cross-check. Love you. Talk to you in 23. See ya.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.